Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server. Yep. MeWe group. Jesus. Not a WeWe group, it's a MeWe group. And of course, we have the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook group. So, lots of places you can follow us. Please do. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, it's actually based upon something that happened today. A good friend of mine who I haven't spoken to in a long time. We've been getting in touch. We finally had a phone call today, and it brought back a lot of memories. And one of the memories that it brought back was my first D&D experience, because my friend Kenny ran me through my first D&D adventure. I knew nothing about role-playing games before this. I mean, it was, I don't know, sixth grade, seventh grade. It was probably like, I don't know, Christmas vacation or something like that. And the reason why I say that is because, excuse me, we played in his bedroom. He had a, you know, day bed. I remember this vividly. Day bed folded up as a sofa. We used to play a lot on this in television at the time. And he's like, hey, I got this new game. I want you to try it. And no board, all imagination. And I was running a fighter. Now, why was I running a fighter? Well, a couple of reasons. One, it was probably the easiest class to explain. Two, he did not have the player's handbook. He only had the DMG, the Dungeon Master's Guide. And three, it was a solo adventure. So your best survivability is probably with a fighter. So my fighter, Cyrus, who, if I recall correctly, I was naming after Cyrus Vance, because that's what you do when you're a kid that's kind of a bit nerdy and follows the news too much. But Cyrus was my fighter, and the first thing I killed, and this is the only part that I remember, I'll tell you the truth, all right? I mean, it could be that all I killed was a fucking skeleton, but all I remember killing is a skeleton. And then I remember Kenny going to the phone. Now, remember, this is back when you didn't have, not only didn't you have, like, unlimited long distance, you didn't even have free calling within your area code, let alone the local exchanges. So I think you're paying like 10.6 cents a minute on a phone call or some god-awful amount like that. But he had to call a friend from school, a friend that had the player's handbook, because he had to find out if I earned enough experience points to level. Now, I'm going to guess that the plus one sword and all the gold that I found was the reason why I leveled up to second level. And I was hooked. That was it. Kenny's grandmother had a bungalow out by Belmar, New Jersey. And I remember we went there for an extended weekend early in the summer. And every night I would take the player's handbook or the Dungeon Master's Guide and I would read the shit out of it. I was focused on it. I was absorbing it. This to me was better than gold. And then I was lucky enough that my mother understood my interest in this and she went out of her way. She had no fucking clue. And she got me to play his handbook, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and a set of dice. Now, needless to say, not having the Monster Manual meant that I didn't understand certain things, like I didn't understand that HD wasn't HP, like in the back of them, DMG. So my ogres had 4+1 hit points, 5. Why didn't just say 5? I don't know. Yes. That's how I didn't realize the difference when I picked up the Fiend Folio. But yeah, so the first adventure that I was running, that first summer that I was running my own AD&D adventures, my players were leveling up real fast because nothing threatened them. And I mean nothing. But that's how I came into the hobby. One person. One person opened up that fucking door for me. Okay. Kenny opened up that door. My mother pushed me through it. I guess you could say that. But what I want to hear from you all, what my listeners, I want to hear how you came into the hobby. I'd love to have an episode or two, which is just voicemails, of how you came into the hobby. Who introduced you? How did you get introduced? Was it in a group in school? Was it a friend? Was it a relative? Was it a parent? How did you get bitten by the RPG bug? You know, all of our stories are different, okay? All of our stories are going to be unique, but I would like to get an episode together where I can share out your stories. So, if you're listening on your phone, it's easy to leave a voicemail. If you're listening, or if you're listening through the Anchor app, okay? If you're listening through your desktop, there's a link where you can leave a voicemail. Or if you want to phone it in with a phone, some people do. And it's, you know, the Anchor app, you're limited to a minute. So as Joe the lawyer would say, you might have to do a Matt Jackson. And as you're getting close to that minute, when you get into like second 58, 59, you got to tap out and be right back and then put in part two. But with Google Voice, the other option, you can leave a 2-minute voicemail. Google Voice, the number is 347-509-5168. That's 347-509-5168. It's going to go to voicemail because I don't pick this up. And let me know. Let the listeners know. How did you come into this hobby? You know, who opened that door for you? Who held your hand? Who took away your gaming virginity? Right? That's how we would have called it back then when I was in junior high school. It's like, oh, you lost your gaming virginity to who? That's stupid, but I think that this is going to be a really interesting topic that we can all learn from. Because here's the other interesting thing then. If this is how you came into the hobby, how have you brought other people into the hobby? Or how do you plan on bringing other people into the hobby later? I mean, this hobby of ours, role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons, OSR, whatever you want to call it, it's a living, breathing hobby, but it's only living and breathing because of the members that are within it. And if our members start to shrink, the hobby starts to shrink. We want to grow it, don't we? So we should be thinking about other ways to bring people into the hobby. So you can also leave thoughts on that. But seriously, I really, really, really want to know how you came into the RPG gaming hobby. So leave me a thought, folks. As always, if you like this podcast, if you enjoy listening to it, or if it's a guilty pleasure, or if it's something that you think is moderately better than getting a root canal, whatever, leave us a review, you know, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps, believe it or not. It helps. I appreciate your support. As always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with all of you tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Pro Bowl, the most worthless football game of the year, probably. But my pub still has the football specials on it, so I will be at the pub tomorrow. I don't care if the AFC wins or the NFC wins. I just want to enjoy my pub grub with my family and friends. So, on that note, folks, I'll catch you manana. Laters.